Well, we can stay in Norfolk for a while yet and hear all about an isolated and unique spot which inspired a former resident to write a book. And Sheila Hutchinson's book about Burney Arms is still hitting the headlines. Here's Nikki with the story.
It hit the national headlines at the end of last year for being the quietest railway station in the whole country. We're talking Burney Arms. But there was a good reason for this. It was shut. The little station between Norwich and Great Yarmouth had been closed from October 2018 until February 2020 for re-signalling work. Now, it's well and truly open for business. As Lucy Wright of Greater Anglia explained, the station tends to be used by nature lovers and walkers, many of whom leave the train at Burney Arms and walk to Great Yarmouth or vice versa. Burney Arms is only accessible by train, foot or boat. There's no road access, and that's why it's so special. There are no amenities or electricity at the station, and it's perfect for a green day out, surrounded by big skies and wildlife, a tranquil retreat, whatever's happening in the outside world. When Anglia Television took a trip to Burney recently, they were accompanied by the ambassador herself, Sheila Hutchinson, who's done more than anyone else to promote and highlight this wonderful place. It was more than 20 years ago when I first met Sheila. She'd written a book called Burney Arms, Past and Present. It was so popular, it resulted in another dozen books about the people and places of Norfolk. Sheila lived at Burney in the late 1940s through to the 1960s, and her fascinating book was packed with stories, memories and photographs, highlighting all the people who lived there and the way life was. We were one of the last families living in the cottages before they were pulled down, said Sheila. The book, published in 2000, was dedicated to the memory of her grandparents, Henry Bunbury Hewitt, known to one and all as Yoyton, and Anna Maria, who lived at Ashtree Farm. Where did his nickname come from? When, as a lad of about six, he was looking after a litter of white pigs, and he said they were all Yoytons. The name stuck, but Sheila never did find out why he was given the middle name of Bunbury. Best not to ask. He grew up to become a legendary marshman living off the land and a great storyteller. Yoyton was once interviewed by the famous Fife Robertson for the Tonight programme on BBC TV many years ago. I wouldn't move if you've paid me £20 a week and free board, he told him. The pure joy of Sheila's book was that it painted a vivid picture of living in this tiny community in a very different world to the one we inhabit today. Sheila, who lives at Stoke Holy Cross with husband Paul, had hit on a winning formula, allowing people to tell their own stories in their own words and opening those old family photograph albums and allowing us to share their world. You didn't have to come from the villages Sheila visited and wrote about to enjoy them. They were, and always will be, a fascinating insight into the lives who went before us. People liked my first book, and one thing led to another, said Sheila. Another book on Burney followed, and others which followed included two on Reedham, others on the island, that's Haddisko Island, the Halvergate Fleet, Borough Castle, the Lower Bure, the River Yare, Freethorpe Past and Present, Wickhampton, Halvergate, Cantley, Limpenhoe and Southwood. Sheila also edited a book by Glenn Johnston about the wonderful East Coast truckers, telling the story of their annual convoy, taking children with special needs on a day out to the seaside. Such a great event. We've much to thank Sheila for.